Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed. If you have any questions about what we've already been talking about in regards to getting healed, feel free to give us a call. And we can put your question on air and try to get a resolution. Or if you just have some comments that you'd like to add, maybe you have your own set of misbeliefs or misunderstandings, or in fact you may be wondering why God doesn't heal you. We can talk about it live on air and see if maybe somebody else also has some comments on your situation. So one of the nice things about Blog Talk Radio is you can call in anonymously. No one, you know, needs to know your situation, and you can also get an objective response. A lot of times when we're going through a particular situation, the people we ask, the people that are available to give us feedback, know us. Or they've made some kind of a judgment about us because they know of us, or, you know, maybe our appearance gives them clues about what we're going through. And what's great about radio is you're going to get objective feedback. This is what I'm hearing. This is what the Lord is saying. So hopefully that's a freeing experience. There's no judgment. There's no goal in mind. We're not trying to arrive at a certain place. We're not trying to get you to respond a certain way. It's all about, you know, depending on God. Lord, what is your truth in this situation? So over time, I expect we'll be able to discuss some of these things a little bit more specifically in real-life situations. Because when we really start to apply some of the things we're learning, we'll find that the simplicity of who God is brings us into that rest that we're all seeking. And we talked a little bit about rest not being lack of activity. It can be a very high state of activity, but that activity is going to be centered around dependence on God, and so it is therefore going to be energized by His eternal life and not by our self-life. I'm hoping that there'll be some time in my life where my self-life will be so submitted and under the control of my eternal life that it will be a rarity, and I will marvel at the intrusion because I've become so used to living out of His life rather than mine. Unfortunately, we're not there yet. And so we're much more used to this is common ground for us, living out of our self-life, our own strength. That's what life is all about for us. And so we not only need to change our beliefs, but change our expectations. And by change, when we change our expectations, it's about what are we waiting for? If God is real and He loves us, why are we putting off to some other time, some other place, some other state of being to get to know Him? To get to know Him as He is, in all His power and glory and honor and majesty and clarity. Why are we putting that off? Because there's risk involved. And risk always involves being out of control, allowing God to be in control. And there's risk there because we don't know what's going to happen. So we're giving someone else control in that area. We're giving God control in that area. So there's going to be risk. Let's accept that. And with that risk comes an inconsistent return. Sometimes we'll step out and try something God is telling us to do, and we will get exactly the response that we expect. But there'll be a lot of times that we will step out of the boat, and the results will be nothing like what we expected. We may sink, but the activity is not the issue. It's, did you respond to dependence on God? We can't make God do what we want Him to do. Somebody's going to have to change. And guess what? It's not going to be God. So we're going to have to line up. Our self-life is going to have to line up with the life that He has placed within us now, that spirit life, that eternal life. So we've been talking about our misbeliefs and how our misbeliefs have diverted us from being able to accept and embrace the healing God has for us. We talked last week that one of the common misbeliefs is that God only heals through someone with the gift of healing. That's the way He does it. And this week we're going to start with a very common misbelief, and that is that our healing depends on our level of faith. In other words, if you're not healed, it's because you didn't have enough faith. It wasn't strong enough, it didn't last long enough, you had doubt. And maybe you even felt like you received a level of faith, but then you lost it. You received a level of healing, and it didn't last. And in one way or another, it's your fault. Well, that's not God. That misbelief that healing depends on our level of faith is probably the most common misbelief and reflects our misunderstanding of God's heart toward us, how He really feels about us. When we believe this or think this, we are saying that our faith controls God. It hinders what He really wants to do. God really wants to heal us. But because our faith doesn't measure up, He can't, God can't heal us because we don't believe. We can keep him from doing something that he wants to do. You know, when you put it that way, gal, are we really saying that we're that powerful? And in a lot of ways, that's what it comes down to. Do we believe God wants to heal us? And if so, if he does want to heal us, can we simply ask? Or do we in some way or another earn healing? Do we earn healing by having the right number of people pray for us that all have the right level of faith because they're all agreeing on something or some feeling or time and place in common? Since we're all here, we must all be the ones to pray for this person to get healed. So do we earn healing through having the right number of people that have the right level of faith praying for us in the right way, at the right time, the right prayer? This is a purely law-based concept. And it contradicts completely to the core our love-based present relationship with God. He wants to heal you because he loves you. And your wounds are keeping you from enjoying that love. It's as simple as that. Our healing is based on God's unconditional desire for us to be whole and complete, and is not dependent, is not based on our ability to receive, believe, measure up, or have the right kind of faith or amount. So we don't need to get God to heal us. We don't need to convince him to heal us. We don't need to be in the right place and time for him to heal us. Rather, we are learning how to go to him, to let him heal us. Now, obviously, this is all in context of his time and his place. But we want to learn how to run to him instead of away from him. We go to our rooms, we go to our own beliefs, and we try to make sure that we have all our ducks in a row before we go to God. As if we have to have every wrinkle ironed out. Instead of just, okay, whatever shape you're in. And it's amazing that within the church, very often, it's those that need the healing that are rejected first within organized religion. We've all been there. We've all been rejected. And we've all been rejected by those we trusted. And odds are, it'll happen again. So it's not that big of a deal. It hurts. But accept that hurt. God never said this would be a painless experience. Life hurts. But he heals. He frees. He makes us whole. Just as soon as we recognize that we are under any kind of an attack from any of our enemies, the world, the flesh, or the devil. Our goal is not to figure out what we did wrong to deserve this attack, where we're vulnerable, or any of those things. Our first response is to go to God. God, what's going on here? Same way with healing. Same way with anything. God, I don't know what's going on. Lord, why? You know, I'm hurt. This hurts. Help. Is this something you can heal? And even if he doesn't heal us right away, of what, whether it's a physical wound or an emotional hurt, because we have turned to him, we have prevented that wound from becoming anything other than just an ordinary wound. We've prevented it from being a place where we are vulnerable to the world, the flesh, or the devil. So that's really our focus, is turning to him, recognizing that he wants to heal us, and that in this life we will be wounded, we will be rejected. But don't try to clean up before you go to him. Go to him first. He'll clean you up. Let him minister to you. And a lot of us have a hard time with that, especially women. And those who are taught that their role, their job is to minister to God. His job, his take on this is everything he does is for us. What greater ministry is there? He doesn't need you to be perfect. He doesn't need you to measure up in any way. He does need you to receive unconditionally what he wants to give unconditionally. And he's going to make you able to meet that need. We can't do it on our own, because we can't change ourselves. We need to know what we can do and then do it. Knowing God is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. So that big misbelief, my healing depends on my level of faith. No. Whatever that means, your level of faith has already been taken into account by God's full measure of faith that he has given you in the spirit realm. Spiritually speaking, you have all the faith you could possibly have, because you have as much faith as God does. He has given it to you in your spirit. Your cup runneth over. You have more than you need. So that will never be an issue. So the next misbelief we're going to tackle is the idea that my healing depends on praying the right prayer in the right way. Often, we don't ask God to heal us because we don't want to presume on his generosity. What this really may reflect in our belief system is that we are really afraid of being in a relationship with God. We know that if we want to be healed, we're going to have to get close to him. We're going to have to be exposed to him. And sometimes we'd prefer to just deal with the pain, thinking that, well, it'll all be taken care of when we die. What if it's not? What if one of the reasons God allows us to experience this pain is so that we'll come to Him? And that nothing changes when we die? What if that's just one of His ways of getting our attention, and we never get it? We never give it to Him. Most of us have a lie buried deep within us that causes us to believe that if we don't expect anything from God, we won't be disappointed. If we don't have high expectations, if we don't ask for a real love from Him, then He will never have failed us. We'd rather walk through this life in misery than try something and fail. Disappointing God, disappointing ourselves, God didn't show up, that God failed. And that can't be true. These are hard questions. These are hard things to wrestle with. And only God showing up, only God being real, puts all these questions to rest. And what we find out is that maybe, deep down inside, maybe we really don't believe God is there. Or maybe we believe that He's there, but He's there for others, not for us. There's only one way to find out. Give Him a chance. Give Him a chance to show up. Open the door and see if He's there. Taste and see that He is good. Let Him in and let Him show you His healing, His love for you. Take that risk. That risk of being out of control. Give Him control of your life. So what we really want is to avoid disappointment. Avoid pain. But most of the time, He won't heal us until the cause of the wound is exposed for what it is, a lie. So if we want to be healed, and you do, we're going to have to be willing to do the work and sometimes feel the pain. You do want to be healed, by the way. You may have learned to live with certain infirmities, whether physical or emotional or mental or bad decisions, whatever. God does want to heal you, and you want to be healed. Because in your spirit, you are in full agreement with everything God wants for you. And since He wants you whole, you want to be whole. So our response to God's coming to us, drawing us, is honesty. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do this. Lord, can you help? Lord, can you show me? Can you train me? Can you teach me? And we already know what His response is. Come. I will teach you and train you and love you and heal you. He is fully committed to you, and there's nothing you can do about it. He is going to get what he wants, and he wants you. So then, what's the struggle? We want to do it ourselves. We want to have a part in this. We want to maintain control. We want to know the consequences of our actions, because then we're going to judge whether it's worth it or not. Because we know, of course, God's going to take from us what's really dear to us. He's going to ask us to give up and sacrifice what we hold most dear. Of course, we know that. Or is that another one of those misbeliefs? Is that another lie? God draws us by his love for us. He draws us by meeting our needs. He draws us with his song, by giving us a hunger and a thirst. It is the enemy that drives us, that forces us, that guilts us and condemns us. It is God who woos us and encourages us. Now, that certainly doesn't mean that sometimes he isn't sharp, and sometimes very, very clear about what's going on. But he is not out to trick us or tease us. He's not into trick questions. He has the answers, and he wants to give them to us. Because in your spirit, you already know them. He's already given you everything you need for life, for godliness in this world now, to live this life in peace and freedom and rest. Independence on him, with his life flowing through from your spirit into your soul and into your body. He's already made that way. And yet how gentle he is, that he's giving us time to make the small adjustments over our lifetime. He does not force himself on us. He does not crush us. He does break us. But it's so he can rebuild us. And he gives us the information that we need when we need it, and the support and the encouragement and the change. Sometimes we don't see it until way past our asking. But he does show up, just ask. Lord, you know best what we need right now, and we just give you permission to meet that need, to show up, to just be yourself, and we thank you for that. So we'll meet again together on Thursday night at 6:30, where we'll be discussing knowing Him, knowing God, being able to hear His voice. Until then, I just commend you into His mighty arms, where He will take care of you and lead you through, carry you through whatever you're going through. Have a great evening. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.